It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Now, it's all about voting rights. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, in a caucus memo, said that he will push through the filibuster and proceed with voting rights legislation using a procedure known as messages between the houses. Attorney Mark Elias and the Democracy Docket explained how that would work in a Twitter thread. When the House and Senate pass different versions of the same bill, the bill must go through reconciliation in order for the chambers to approve the same bill text. Messages between the houses is a form of reconciliation. Quick note for me, this isn't the reconciliation process that would have been used to pass, say, the Build Back Better Act, but another way of reconciling and combining the House and Senate versions of the bill. Okay, back to the Twitter thread. So here's what happens. When chambers disagree on bill text, they can send it back and forth to each other with revisions until a final text is agreed upon. Once the bill has been sent between chambers three times, the motion to proceed cannot be filibustered in the Senate. Democrats in the House will take a bill that has already undergone messages between the houses three times, substitute the bill's language for the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, pass the legislation, and quickly send it to the Senate. Once the Senate receives the bill, it'll go to the floor for debate. Senate Republicans will be unable to filibuster debate on the bill like they had done three times prior on voting rights legislation in 2021. They will have to come to the floor and debate the bill. Now, during the floor debate, you can expect senators to give speeches about the bill and filibuster reform. Amendments can also be added. Republicans will likely propose amendments to try and remove voter protections. After senators speak, a motion will be made to end debate on the bill and move to final passage. Republican senators could filibuster that motion, but that would be the opportunity for Senate Democrats to pass a carve-out of the filibuster rules for voting rights legislation. While it's not known how long the debate will last, we can expect that a final vote will happen by Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, at the latest. That was the deadline Senator Schumer set earlier this month in a different Dear Colleague letter. Interesting, it's an antiquated procedure, but one that's on the books. So here's where we are as of Thursday morning. Late last night, the House did approve a rule covering the John Lewis Voting Rights Amendment Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. The vote was 220 to 202, split straight down party lines. Here's how it worked. These two pieces of legislation were combined as H.R. 5746, the NASA Enhanced Use Leasing Extension Act of 2021. See, they're using the NASA bill to meet the requirement of a bill that has already gone through the messaging between two houses three times. That way, Schumer can bring it to the floor for debate without facing a Republican filibuster on the motion to proceed. That bill is expected to be approved today, Thursday, by the House. Once that happens, the House sends it over to the Senate, and Schumer can start the process immediately. The Senate can have a full day of debate lasting into Friday. Schumer would then file cloture to cut off debate Friday afternoon or evening. Saturday, as required, would be an intervening day, and then a cloture vote would be held on Sunday. That's when the Senate would be attempting to break the expected Republican filibuster at a 60-vote threshold. Democrats won't be able to get there. Even if Schumer at that point tried to use the nuclear option to change the Senate rules, he'd have to go through the parliamentarian, who would simply say that the filibuster does apply to voting rights legislation. So, unless Manchinema changed their dug-in positions, this move would fail. This all begs the question, what's the point when at least two of the 50 senators who caucus with the Democrats won't support any changes to the filibuster? Well, the president heads to Capitol Hill today, meeting face-to-face with the Senate Democratic Caucus for the first time since July. And it comes 2 days after he traveled to Georgia, delivering a forceful speech pushing his party to pass voting rights legislation, whatever it takes. Meanwhile, the Republicans continue to obstruct any investigation into what happened on January 6, 2021. The latest example comes from House Minority Leader and Speaker wannabe Kevin McCarthy. On Wednesday, he quickly responded no to a request from the Select Committee for an interview. He called the panel illegitimate and accused it of abuse of power. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the vice chairman of the committee, did not rule out the possibility of subpoenaing McCarthy for the information they want, suggesting that his defiance is an attempt to cover up what occurred that day. More bad news for President Biden. U.S. inflation rose to an annual rate of 7% last year. The jump in the consumer price index in December compared to a year earlier was the fastest since 1982. December was the third straight month with an annual inflation rate above 6%. Pandemic-related supply problems contributed to the slight increase from November's 6.8% pace. Turning to the coronavirus, as Omicron drives COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations to new highs, some states' healthcare systems are struggling to handle the surge. Four states have less than 10% remaining capacity in their ICUs, and five others are close to just 10% capacity remaining. Nationally, COVID-19 hospitalizations have reached record highs, with at least 151,261 Americans hospitalized as of yesterday. Separately, President Biden is expected to deliver remarks today announcing the deployment of a new wave of military medical teams to help hospitals in six states. But there is some possible good news on the horizon. There is evidence in some of the places where Omicron spiked earliest of plunging infection numbers. Yeah, new cases in New York City flattened over the past few days after rising more than 20 times in December. In New Jersey and Maryland and a few major cities, the number is showing signs of leveling off. And in Boston, the amount of COVID virus detected in wastewater, which has been a leading indicator of trends in the past, has plunged about 40% since its peak just after January 1st. Although officials say it's too early to be too confident that Omicron is peaking, there is good reason to be optimistic. In South Africa, the number of cases has fallen about 70% from its mid-December peak. And in the UK, cases peaked just after New Year's and have been falling steadily ever since. And finally, 2022 has been cruel so far. Now we say goodbye to Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of the 1960s pop group The Ronettes. Ronnie Spector was battling cancer. She was 78. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.